I want to speak about Kabbalah Satera. The MS is every Yom Tov that we come to Pesach, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we know what it's all about. We know what the Yom Tov is, the essence of the Yom Tov. We know the hachana to the Yom Tov, what we're supposed to do. We know the mitzvah of the Yom Tov. Shavuos, if you take a look in the Torah, it doesn't talk about Kabbalah Satera. The Torah calls it Uvuyem Abikurim. You're supposed to bring Shtei Lechem. Nothing about Torah. Where we've read about Hachonas HaTera, Kabbalah HaTera, that's in the Parashas Yisro. But in the Yom Tov that we celebrate, the Torah is very unclear. Doesn't say anything about our Avodah or our Hachonah to the Avodah. And the truth is, the Hachona and the Kabbalah is very hazy to us. We know about Sfira Sa'ima. We know there's an inyan of staying up by night, Shavuos. We're not exactly sure why, what. I want to bring down a Gemara that tells us what Shavuos is. So Gemara Megillah, the end of Megillah, Ezra Tikkunem Li Yisrael. Ezra was Mesakin for Klal Yisrael, Sheikurim Klal Shabbateres Kainim, the Kodim Atzeres, that you should read in the Parshas of the Torah, the Parsha Klalos, which is in Parshas B'chukai Sai, you should read that before Shavuos. Which is Mishnah Torah and the Klalos that are written in Dvarim, Kodim Rosh Hashanah, before Rosh Hashanah, my timer. In order that's like a remez that we should finish off the year, should end off with all its klolos, and we should be zeicher to a new brocha in the year. So all the klolos we read just before the end of the year, tichla hashonah v'kilu leiseh. So some give the significance to the end of the year or to the Rosh Hashanah that's coming up. So the Gemara says, Bishloima, that's okay, but Mishnah Torah in Devarim. It's before Rosh Hashanah, so it's good to talk about Tichle Shana Vekilu Leiseh. The year will end with its klolos. Elisha Bateras Kainim, that we learn in Vayikra, which is Bechukaisai, which is where all the klolos are. That's before Shavuos. Otto Atzeres Rosh Hashanah. Is Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah? Is it a Yom Adin? So it's the Gemara, yeah, in Atzeres Nami Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres, which is called Shavuos, is also Rosh Hashanah. Ditnan u'batzeres al peres ha'ilon. On Yom Tov, Shavuos al peres ha'ilon is judged on peres ha'ilon, on the fruit of the tree. So you see from here that Shavuos is also a Yom Hadin like Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a Yom Hadin for people, and Atzeres al peres ha'ilon is also some sort of Yom Hadin. So you see clear that Shavuos, there is some sort of din that goes on. In fact, the Shlach HaKadosh tells us that Peres HaElon means the tree, which is Be'etzem, the Ribbono Shel Olam, which is Meramez, which signifies the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Peres HaElon are the Neshamas that come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam judges the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, which are Peres HaElon, which are Be'etzem a Chelik and a Kaim Imal, which is a Chelik from the Ribbono Shel Olam. He judges them on Shavuos, how much Siyata Dishmai they're going to have this year. That's what the Shlach says. On Shavuos is a Yom Hadin, on how much Siyata Dishmai you will have in Torah, how much Gishmak you'll have in Torah, how much you'll enjoy learning Torah, how easy it'll go for you. And Hashteitzach, Pashas, when the Ruchnius goes well, the Gashmius goes. It goes hand in hand. But the Din is on Torah. In fact, there's another Gemara, it's Yishalmi. The Gemara in Yishalmi says that in all the karbonos, it says veikraftem, you should bring forward the karbon. And by Rosh Hashanah it says vasisem, you should do it. Omolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mikiven shenichnastem ledin lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah, since you came in to din in front of me on Rosh Hashanah, v'yotzosem b'shalom, and you came out okay, ma'ala ani aleichem kilu nivreisam b'riya chadoshim. I consider it as if a new b'riya, if you're a new creation. The Gemara says even further, that all the karbonos, it says chet, series in Echad L'chatos, it says a loshon of chet. On our shvuos, it doesn't say in any of the karbonos the loshon chet. Why? Because Omolem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikiven shekibalte aleichem oil Torah, since you were mekabel the yoke of Torah, mani ane aneichem, I consider it ki ilu lo chatasem miyameichem, as if you never did sin. So you see from here, Klo, Yishalmi, that Chagat, said Chagav of Shavuos, is compared to Rosh Hashanah. Just like Rosh Hashanah, Va'asisen tells me, Mala ani aleichem, I consider it like it's a Bria Chadosha. On Shavuos, since you were Makabal Oil Torah, what Oil Torah means, we'll discuss it soon. What does the Oil HaTorah mean? I'm going to learn 12 hours a day, 15 hours a day, I'm going to sit in Kol for the next 50 years. Mala ani aleichem, Kilu shekibaltem Oil Torah, that day you were Makabal Oil Torah, Kilu lechatosem miyameichem, as if you never did an Avera. Moir de Kazach. We walk into Shavuos, we're mekabel oil Torah, you have a clean slate. A clean slate. So you show me. What is Pshat? Well, this is a game over here, I'm mekabel oil Torah, I stay up all night, and therefore it's kiluki, therefore there's no Avera, I've got a clean slate. Sayyem Adin, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes along and judges us how much Yata Dishmaya do we give to the person? Every Yom Tov, let's say we go through Pesach. You see, Yetzias Mitzrayim happened 3,000, 4,000 years ago. But the Hashpah, the influence, and the Oiris, the Hashpah that comes, what happened B'shas Yetzias Mitzrayim, is still existent today. That means if a person prepares himself and is willing to accept Ol Malchus Shemaim in the way that Klal Yisrael accepted it B'shas they went out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, they will have the same hashpah what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim. The same thing as Sukkot, the same thing as Rosh Hashanah. We travel in time. Every year, the same hashpah that happened 4,000 years ago is the same hashpah every year, is the same hashpah comes down. Whatever happened then, happens now. Shavuos, it was a Maimed HaSinai, it was a Kabbalah HaTorah. Klal Yisrael came to the Madrega of Odom Rishon Kodem Achet. Klal Yisrael was Zeicha to understand Torah in its highest level. That Hashpah is there. That we can have. We can get it. The Shaila is, how do we prepare ourselves to get it? The Ribbono Shel Olam can only pour into the cup how big the cup is. If the cup is very small, it's not going to be able to hold too much. If you prepare a jug, you can pour in a lot. The shaila is, how much do we have to prepare, what do we prepare, and how do we go about preparing? What does Kabbalah's oil mean? Now here I want to explain to you a Moridiki Yisoid. What does it mean accepting a yoke? I mean, everybody's scared, everybody goes through their mind, Kabbalah's oil Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalah's oil Torah. That means I'm ready to go, I'm going to become a lifer. I'm ready to learn 15 hours a day. And if I learn less, I wasn't Makabal, I didn't Makabal oil Torah. What does oil Torah mean? And Kabbalah's El Torah doesn't have to mean that I have to sit and learn for the rest of my life. And Kabbalah's El Torah doesn't mean that even if I'm out there in business, or it's Ben Azmanim, I don't have, my Kabbalah is not a good Kabbalah. Yeah, I want to explain to you one Nakuda. The Gemara brings down in Megillah that the Klolos of Parshas B'chukosai were read before Shavuos, in order before the Yom HaDin of Shavuos, we should read the Klolos. So I want to learn the Parsha of what Taka, what is the Parsha of Klolos? If you take a look, Taka, on the paper that I photocopied, there's a pasuk over there. Here the Ribbono Shleilam comes along, and if you'd chaval, if you take an Oskol Chumash and you'd go through it, you'd see in Sefer Dvorim, it's much more explicit. There you see Mamush, the Holocaust. You see the Spanish Inquisition, you see the Holocaust. Here, you see a lot of it, but it's not as clear as in Sefer Dvorim. But the pasuk tells us that if you're moyes b'Torah, b'chukaisa timosu, if you despise the Torah, and you start being hefka, then the Torah starts telling us what's going to happen, and all the yisurim that we're going to go through, and the goluses we're going to go through, and even after that, v'im selchu imi keri, v'leisoivu lishmerli, you don't want to listen to me? I'm going to add on another sevenfold makas lefi yom averus. Now the shaila is, what does keri mean? V'imselcha imi keri. You could say v'imselcha imi ba'avera, or you threw away malchus shemayim. What does keri mean? So the literal translation of keri means temporary. Take a look in Rashi. I brought down the Rashi there on the paper. You take a look at the Rashi, the line underneath. Rabbeinu Omru Arai. Arai means temporary. Bamikra, it was a happening. She'ena ela leprokim. It's only for certain times when I'm in the mood of it. Kein telchu arai b'mitzvus. This is what Rashi says. Rashi touches up the pasuk that all the klolos and the golosim that we go through is for one reason. Because we choose and pick. And when we're in the mood, we do the mitzvah. We're not in the mood, we don't do the mitzvah. Eina ela leprokim. Kein telchu arai b'mitzvus. It's temporary. We're in the mood. Oh, we'll daven nicely today. Tomorrow I wake up late. I can't be bothered. I'm not in the mood. I went to bed late. Okay, so Krishna's down the line. That's called keri. That's called keri. Even more than that. Let's go to the next one. Here, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which I hope you have to learn. That's why I photocopied it. Take a look in the halach in the Mishnah Berurah. The next line, I bring down there a halach in Hilchos Beruchos HaMazon. Muridik halach in Sif Kotten Gimel. Osu lasuis melocha ba'oidei mevorech. It's halach in Shulchan Aruch. It's also to do any melocha while you're in the middle of making a brocha. Here he's talking about Beruchos HaMazon. Take a look in Mishnah Berurah. I brought down the Mishnah Berurah over there. Small. Also lasus melocha. Why are you not allowed to do any melocha? I'm in the middle of making a brocha, I'm drying my hands. I'm in the middle of benching, and I get a phone call. And I take out my phone, and I take a look at the text. Also lasus melocha, you're not allowed to. It's also. Says the Mishnah Berurah, why? Ki b'pnei shenira k'mavorach b'derach arai u'mikre. Because it looks as if you're sitting in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're making a blessing. V'derech arai, agavocha temporary, umikre, and there's a happening. I happened to remember benching by heart, so I'm just saying, I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm in the middle, I'm telling my friend, wait for me, and he's doing a million things. Also, v'afilu tashmis kal osu lasis, even a small thing to do. You're not allowed to do it. The ain sorech leimesh leyasik b'dora d'ova shetzorach losun liba elav. Chas v'shalom, we're not even talking about something that you have to think about. Where you have to put your concentration on, your focus on. That avad is also. Because of us has, sheyesh lizoy, you've got to be careful, shloila ayin afilu b'divrei Torah. You shouldn't even look into divrei Torah the chumash open in front of you, even while you're benching the shoshim of aruch birchas hamazon. Why? He's a moira because this shows al hayos habirchas hamazon etzloi. This shows that the birchas hamazon by him is rak al atzad hamikra da is damin. Agavurcha happened. If it came my way, I'll say it. I walked out the joint. I happen to know. I should got filled by heart, so I just say it as I'm cleaning my hands and as I'm running out and as I'm in the middle of doing something else, Ashiyota comes out, Kila Aga Baruch Hu. Mizdamin, it hit me. The love dafka by Baruch HaMozen, says the Mishnah Berurah. And if that's love, that doesn't mean dafka by Baruch HaMozen. Because Baruch HaMozen is the Raiser. Hu Adin Kesha Oisik B'Tfila. When he's in the middle of davening. Oy be'ezer brocha acheres on the middle of any brocha a shahakoil and a tilas yedayim. Veze nichlal b'maimer teresenu v'imtelchu imi keri. This is what the pasuk means. V'imtelchu imi keri, you will go with me. Keri, temporary, arai. This is what the pasuk's talking about. This is the way you behave. You're talking to me in the middle, you're doing a million other things. The mitzvah shouldn't be by us. Al tzad ha-mikra, va'izdamnus ba'alma. On the tzad of mikra just happened. Or izdamnus, or it just came towards me. I picked up something to eat, so I've got to say shahakol. I have no shaykhus to what I'm saying, I'm in the middle of playing a game anyway. This is called an yelchu imi keri. This is a new halacha to you guys. As you remember, it's Aloch in Kuf Tzadik Aleph, Tzif, Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah, that Lav Dafke and Baruch HaMozen, which is the Raiser, are also to do anything else. Even to go to somebody like this is also. And in every Bracha, it's also. Why? Because it's called Yelchu Imi Keri. And all the Klolos, and all the Golosim, and all the sorrows of Klal Yisrael is for one little thing. Because you turn around to the Rebbeinu Shem, you show them that your mitzvahs is when I'm in the mood. You know, some of us think, we have this wrong idea that by the Rebbeinu Shem, a big Avera is a Chai Bekrisis, a small Avera is what? It doesn't work like that by the Rebbeinu Shem. Im Selchu Imi Keri, you could be saying a Brocha de Rabbonon. And you do something else while you're speaking to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Golos al Golos. What happened? Because you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is what I think of you. Selchi imi keri. You're going with me keri. B'mikre. It happened. No problem. Zomer de kasef ha-mitzis in Rambam. Chalek Aleph. You know what it is. Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos. No, Frank. That's Sefer HaMitzvos?
No, it's the white one.
Listen to this Loshna Rambam. I won't keep you too long, don't worry. La mitzvah revis. Hainu. Shetivonu lahamin yirosa yisale. We're commanded to be maimin in yiras Hashem. Uli pachet mimenem, to be scared of him. Velo yiye kekoifrim haholchim bekeri. We shouldn't be like these koifrim, apikorsim, who are going bekeri. avonira, we should be afraid, bias anche b'chol eis. We've got to have the Ribbono shel Olam 24/7 in front of us. We've got to be scared of anche. But what does he say on Kerry? V'lo niyeh k'koifrim ha'holchim b'keri. That somebody who is hanhoga, his behavior is carried by the Ribbono shel Olam, is k'koifrim. Yes, it's not a koifer, says the Rambam. Because he's really not interested. If it happens to come my way, I happen to be up all night, so I'll be back with the same Mogen Avraham Krishma. I'll do the Ribbono shel Olam a favor and say Krishma Vizmano in Tchil and I'll put on by Mincha. Okay, I did you a favor. Yeah. That's called Keri. This is called Kfira, says the Rambam. Holchim Bekeri. The Shaila is, what's called Kavua? What's the opposite of Arai? What's the opposite of what we call temporary? Kavua is fixed. Solid. What's called Kavua here? Here, give me 5 minutes. This is a Muridiki Yisoid, which Stamazay, you should know Bechlal. I'll be makdim with the Gemara in Psochim. Listen to this Meridik Gemara. The Shah Shehipil Nimrod Aroshes Avram Avinu Laseich Kivshan Ha'Eis. B'Shas, when Nimrod threw Avram Avinu into the Kivshan Ha'Eis, into the fire, Omar Gavril Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gavril, Amalach Gavril went up to Ribbono Shel Olam and he said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ered, I'll go down, Va'atzanein, and I'll make Kula, the Atzil is a tzaddik, and I'll save this tzaddik mikivshon ha'esh, from the fire. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so listen to this answer. This is a muridika answer, and I want you to hear it for 5 minutes. Ani yochid ba'ilami, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yochid ba'ilami. I'm yochid. I'm singular. I'm the only one. When we talk about the Ribbono shel Olam, you talk about echod, yochid, umiyuchod. He's one and only. Ani yochid ba'olami. I'm a yochid in my world. V'hu yochid ba'olamoi. And he's a yochid in his world. Down here, he's a yochid. He's the one and only that stood up. Noe, it's fitting. Le yochid lahatzil es hayochid. For the yochid to go and save the yochid. You hear what's going on over here? Gavril comes up and says to Avram, says to Ribbono Shel Olam, let me go down and save Avram Avinu from Kivshan Ha'esh. Comes along, Ribbono Shel Olam says, Ani Yochid, I'm a Yochid, Echod Yochid Umiyuchod, and Avram Avinu is a Yochid Ba'ilomoy. No, it's fitting that I should personally go down and save him. Yochid should go and save the Yochid. What does Yochid mean? What does Yochid mean? So here, listen to me a few minutes. When we talk about the Ribbono shel Olam, you can talk about the Ribbono shel Olam, he's the mightiest, he's the smartest, but it's something that we can talk about people as well. You can say you're smart, but Ribbono shel Olam's smarter than you. You're strong, Ribbono shel Olam's stronger. Every middle we talk about the Ribbono shel Olam, kaviyochel, it's something that could, avadez ain't a doima, it's not comparable, but it's something that might have a middle in a person. There's one middle that is way above, that doesn't even come to consideration in the human race. And that is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Echod Yochid Miyuchod. He's different, he's singular, he's HaKol Yochid, he can do everything, Einoid Mulvadoi. He's the Bala Koichas Kulam, he has all the Koichas in the world. He's individual, he's in a league on his own. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam. When we talk about the Ribbono Shel Olam in a different league, we talk about the one midah of Yichud Hashem. His individuality is not comparable, and you can't even talk about it like a human being. There's no muscle to that. Ani Rishon v'ani Acharon, Adonai Olam Hashem Molach. He was before he came. He was a king before he even created the world. He was always Rishon Acharon. He'll be first, he'll be last. Echod, Bein Sheni, there'll be never a second one. That is his singularity. That you'll never have by human. When we talk about Avodas Hashem, and we say we have to be connected to God, we have to have some kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to have some connection. How do we connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam? When the person himself becomes a Yochid, when he shows his individuality, when he actually does something because he wants to do it, and it's his decision, and he wants to do it only because he wants to do it, l'shem Hashem, and he's not doing it because people are watching him. When a person shows his individuality, then he's a yochid ba'olami, then he's a singular, an individual in his world. But when a person goes with the flow, he does what everybody else does. He puts on tefillin because that's the way he was brought up. He davens because he's forced to or because he has to. His mitzvahs are just mitzvahs on Lashon Melumado. There's no yochid here. What shaykhs do you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where's your individuality? With what are you coming to the Ribbono Shel Olam and saying, I want to have a kesher with you? I did something. You did something. You didn't do anything. When do you do something? When it's your decision. When you stand up to a nisoyan, like Avraham Avinu stood up in front of the whole world and said, there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. When they threw him into the Kibshon Ha'esh, said the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Yochid, for who Yochid? I'll go and save him. But when there's no individuality, when there's no backbone in a person, when he doesn't have his own Avodah, who is he? I don't have a kesher, I don't feel God. Of course you don't feel God. How are you supposed to feel God? You feel what everybody else feels. You go with the flow. So the flow goes left, the flow goes right. I do everything because I'm that way. Where's your individuality? Where's your milchama? Where's your omid ben nisoyan? Where do you stand in a nisoyan? When you stand in a nisoyan and you stand by and you don't let go and nobody else knows about it, then you turn around to Ribbono Shel Olam, Ani Yochid. I showed my individuality. This is my kesher with you. This is a Muridika Yisoid in the big picture, in understanding the Ribbono Shel Olam, in understanding our kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kabbalah's HaTorah wasn't just a makabal to do 613 mitzvahs. I was born a Jew, Nebuch, Kof Alem Har Kegigis. The Ribbono Shel Olam took the mountain on top of them and said, if they don't makabal, you'll be buried alive. And therefore I'm forced to do it, which is basically our mentality. Kabbalah's HaTorah means I'm being makabal, the oil, the yoke of Torah, where I can get connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'll give you a muscle what it means. If you take a look at the Rambam, the bottom Rambam, Samaritika Rambam. Give you a muscle in today's life. There's a halacha, that mitzvah Talmud Torah, if you learn Vagisa b'yom and v'layla. If you learn a halacha in the morning and a halacha by night, you're yetsa Talmud Teira of yom and layla. But the Rambam says, Amar Diki Yisayit. Before I say the Rambam, I want to be moisiv one nekuda which will understand the Rambam better. We talk about emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam, belief in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does emunah mean? I believe. Emunah has two translations to it. Emunah can be faith, and emunah is a loshen from ne'monus, loyalty. When I have faith in somebody, I become loyal to him. When I don't have faith in somebody, I'm not loyal. A husband is loyal to his wife. The wife has faith in the husband. The husband has faith in the wife. They become loyal to each other. Emunah is faith, but emunah is also loyalty. When I miss that loyalty, there's no faith. I have emunah. Emunah doesn't always mean that I know there's a God. Faith and loyalty go hand in hand. How much emunah do we know we have? How much loyalty you have to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Where do you show your loyalty by the Ribbono Shel Olam? In your yichidiyut, in your individuality. In where you stand up with just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, in your nisoyin or in your mitzvah, where nobody else knows about it. Where it's just you and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you're not doing it for any other reason except for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Oh, that's emunah. That's called being loyal. Carry, sometimes yes, sometimes not. That's not called loyalty. That's not called loyalty. There's a Meridika Gemara. The Gemara says, V'noyaf ish, V'noyaf isha chosalev. Somebody who's mazana with women, chosalev, he's missing a heart. Omar ish lokish. So ish lokish says, what's that, what is that meramis to? What does that signify? Ze alomid Torah leprokim. That somebody who learns leprokim, different times. One day yeah, one day not. An hour here, half an hour here. Whenever I'm in the mood. If I'm not in the mood, it doesn't happen. Alomid Torah leprokim. Says Rashi, what's pshat? Noyef Isha? Noyef Isha, says Rashi. He doesn't learn continuous Torah. That means continuous doesn't mean that you're learning 12 hours a day. Continuous can mean that the 1 hour a day that I learn is kvius. It's solid. It's every day. It's kvius. It's not arai. And that includes Friday, that includes Shabbos, that includes Ben Azmanim. There's a kvius. The ain't a loy made tomid toidin. He compares it to somebody who's mazana here, mazana here. One night it's this girl, the next day it's another girl. I think that you can understand. And on that the Gemara says, V'noyaf isha chosalev, that mitzvahs, Torah. It's like isha zayna. One day I'm in the mood for this one, I'm in the mood for that one. I want to learn a half an hour today. For the next 2 weeks, I'm on vacation. I need to chill. That's called carry. That's not called kuvius. Emunah, when we talk about emunah b'Hashem means my loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. My faith is so strong that I'm loyal. Loyal means kuvius. Loyal, a husband and wife, nobody's messing around. When you say they're messing around, so you say they're not loyal to each other. When I'm loymed prokim leprokim, I'm not loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. When I'm selcho imi keri, when I decide when I want to do the mitzvahs and it's on a temporary basis, that's not called loyalty, that's not called emunah. Ani yochid v'hu yochid, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's kvius? Is your individuality. When you make a kvius, when you stand up, there's a certain red line. These are the things that I do from the Shem Hashem. Says the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. Afal pisha mitzvah lilmed b'yom v'layla. Even though there's a mitzvah to learn every day and every night. Ein adam loymid rev chochmos ela b'layla. Take a look at the Rambam inside. A person only learns roiv of his chochma by night. Lefikoch. Misha rotza lischos b'kesa ha-Torah. Somebody who wants to be zeicha in the crown of Torah. What's the crown of Torah? What's the Rambam saying here? Misha zeicha lischos b'Torah. What's a kesa ha-Torah? What's his crown? This is the crown that we were given on Har Sinai when we said Naseh V'Nishma and we didn't know what we were getting into, and we said Naseh V'Nishma, we'll do it anyway. And we were makabel the Torah, two malachim came down and put on Klal Yisrael two ksorim, two crowns, one keneged Naseh, one keneged Nishma. Says the Rambam, you want to be zeicha to that crown, which was by Kabbalah's HaTorah? Yizoy b'chol leilaisov. You've got to be careful on every night. Not even one of them. V'sheina with sleep, achilu shtiu sicha, with drinking and eating and schmoozing. Ukeyetzabem ella b'talmud Torah. Now, what does the Rambam says over here? Yizoyah b'chol leilosef. V'lo ya'avad. You shouldn't lose afilu laila echas. One night. And if I miss out one night, I'm not going to be zeicha to the keser shel Torah. If I learn 364 nights a year, and one night I chill out, I'm not zeicha to the keser shel Torah. No, you're not. Because that's not called loyalty. Loyalty means I'm home every night. Loyalty means 365 days, every night I'm sitting and learning. That's called loyalty. That's called Yichud Hashem. That's called your individuality. This is where I stand up, this is my kfirs, I'm not a carry. That's when you're zeicha to keser shel Torah. Without that, then you're into the mitzvah Talmud Torah. But you want to be zeicha to the Kabbalah's HaTorah, where we were zeicha to get this crown, the Siyata Dishmaya. That's kol laila. Omru Chachomim. The Chachomim said, Ein gona shel Torah elo b'layla. The Iker Talmud Torah, the Siyata Dishmaya of Torah is b'layla, shenema kumi roini b'layla. This is the Rambam. V'chalo esik b'Torah, chut shel chesed nimshachalov. And somebody who learns Torah by night, there's a chut, like a string of chesed. He has a certain chain. Nimshachalov b'yoyim. Continues through the day. V'chein kol she'efshel elasik v'ena oisik, somebody who could learn Torah, and he's not oisik, or shekora, or he learnt, v'shona, u'porash, and then he decided to go and have a good time, lehevle oilom, to the oilom hazeh, ha'izeh b'chlal boizeh d'var Hashem. This is b'chlal, the ones who are mevazeh the d'var Hashem. What's the shenye mevazeh d'var Hashem? The Zoncho, you left it because it became Keri. Became a Mikra. When I'm in the mood, I have a starker's man for 3 or 4 weeks, I'll learn. Kulta ben azmanim. Porash. Dvar Hashem bozo. Dvar Hashem bozo means in Selchu imi Keri. And on that, all the klolos and golosin from Klal Yisrael, 2,000 years, is written in the Torah. The Kloizen Bigger Rebbe used to tight shop the psukim on what he went through at Auschwitz, explaining every posuk. And telling exactly what steht in Torah, this is what I went through. And every Torah that we have is all mikoyach, the klolas that are written in Parashas Bechukai, say, for one reason, Telchu im mikeri. It's very interesting. The Rambam brings down the posuk of Kumi. What's the raya? That Torah, the ikka from Torah is balaila. Kumi Roini Balaila. You take a look in the Pasuk, Rambam brought the Raya from Kumi Roini Balaila. It's a Pasuk in Eicha. There was nowhere else to bring it from but a Pasuk in Eicha. It's very interesting, the Pasuk in Eicha. The Pasuk says, Kumi Roini Balaila. The first of the watches, there's three, the night is broken up into three different chalokim. L'roish HaShmoyis, the first chalik, the beginning of the first chalik, is Kumi Roini Balaila. The Novi says, Klal Yisrael, wake up by night, because Ein Rino, Rino is Torah. And the Ik of Talmud Torah is Banaila. Kumi Roini Balaila, and that the Rambam says, that it's a kid, it's more dangerous to use the nights for achila, shtia, sicha. It's kumi roini balayla, leroy shashmurish. Why? It's a murdika eis rotzen. It's a tremendous time, chatzos laila, is a murdika rotzen by the Rebbeinu Shlalom of Rachamim. Shivchi kamayim libech, nechach pnei Hashem, pour out your heart. Nechach pnei Hashem. And kegin the Ribbono Shel Olam. Si'i elov kapayich, says the Pasuk. Stretch out your hands and ask by the Ribbono Shel Olam. Al nefesh olalayich atufim barov, on the children who are atufim barov, who are wrapped up in hunger. I'm not talking about hunger because they need a beer. We're talking about hunger for veruchnias. Barosh kol chutzes, Ramatzer, you say barosh kol chutzes means on the street corners. And the shaila is, what's the pasuk saying over here? What's one thing got to do with the other? Kumi roini balayla, shivchi kamayim libech. And now's the time to daven for all those kids at risk. And all those kids who are hanging out on the street corners, that's the time to daven for them. The Teretz is, yeah. Because kumi roini balayla is a zman where you show your individuality. That is the time where you become a keva or arai. And you want to know when the time is to daven for those kids over there? Shivchi kamayim libech v'shas chatzois. Because that is why they are there. Why are they bereish kol chutzois? Why are they atufim barov? Why are they all wrapped up in this hunger and this haze? And they don't know what they want. And it all starts by night. Because that's the koyach hayetz. Daska by night, when the biggest man and the biggest siyata dishmaya of Torah, roiv teirosel balaylo, where most of your Torah, your zeich is by night, where there's man of eis rotzim, and the Rambam says, this is this man where you can show the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I'm a yochid, that I'm a keva, every night I learn, not even one night do I miss. That's my kabbalas el malchus shemayim. Says the Novi, this is the time to daven. Al nefesh el alayich, for the children, for the kids at risk. And kids at risk doesn't mean you have to be out there. You can have him in yeshiva. You can have him in white shirt and black pants. We're all at risk. Ba'atuvim barov, reish kol chutzois, on all the street corners. This is the Novi saying what it looks like. And Adarabi, you want to know why it looks out there? Because they were all Arai. There was no Kumi Roini Balaila. There wasn't the Kabbalas HaTorah. There wasn't the Kavias. It was Arai. Arai is Bereish Kol Chutzos. That's what happens. That's the end game. I end up on the street corners. Atufim Barov. I'm hungry. I'm empty. I have nothing to show for myself. Why? It all started from the Kumi Roini Balaila, what the Rambam says. What does Kumi Roini Balaila mean? Every night, every day, there's a kavius. I've got to show an individuality. I can stand on my own. I don't give in. That doesn't tell you have to be learning all night and you have to be learning all day. I don't give up on my chavrusa once. I come even if I don't have cheshek, because I'm a kavius. I'm a kaveya. I'm fixed. I'm solid. Oh, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, then you're zeicha to keser shel Torah. Wenn gezeichnet der Kabbalas HaTorah, wenn der Ribbono Shel Olam says, oh, Sivchi Kamayim Libeich, you're a Keveya, pull your heart out, because your tefillahs will help. Your tefillahs I'll listen to, because you're a Yochid, I'm a Yochid, no El Yochid, Ishmo El Yochid. Just like by Avraham Avinu, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm a Yochid, he's a Yochid, he stood on his own, Kol HaOlam Betzad Echad, the whole world was on one side, and Avraham Avinu on his own stood against the whole world. Said Ribbono Shel Olam, you're a Yochid, you have an individuality, you have a backbone. Oh, Noel Yochid, Shenitzelis a Yochid, it's fitting for the Yochid. Shivchi Kamayim Libech, when you show the Ribbono Shel Olam your Yechidus, with a Kumi Reini Balayla, says Ribbono Shel Olam, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, now's the time to pour your heart out, because I'll listen. Because you're the guy to listen to. Because you're a Yochid, I'm a Yochid. Fitting for me to listen to you. And we're not talking about 12, 15 hours a day. And we're not talking about grace of Mesiras Nefesh. We're talking about not just not to be Bekeri. Aye, aye. If I'm in the mood, if I'm not in the mood. Shavuos by night is Kabbalas HaTorah. We start off the first night of the Yom HaDin. Shavuos, we come into a Shavuos and we stay up a whole night. We may not be in the mood for a whole night. But that's the first night where we show Kumi Reini Balayla. That is what Kabbalas HaTorah is about. One night, two nights, three nights, four nights. Don't have to be up all night. We start off with a full night. Because this is where we broke. We broke because we didn't keep a kvias. We didn't have we didn't hold steady. There was no consistency by us. There was no loyalty. Kabbalas HaTorah means I'm willing to accept that I'm a kvias, that I'm going to show my individuality. That it's going to be day in, day out. Doesn't have to be the Kol HaTorah Kula. The Rebbeinu doesn't expect us to be tzaddikim overnight. Abi says one thing. The rega you're makabel all Torah. Then I say, turn around and I say, ki lo lechatosim me'olam. All your averas you're on a clean slate. The Rebbeinu gives us a chance to start off on a clean slate. Ki lo lechatosim me'olam. As if you never did avera. What was this oil? What's this Kabbalah? What's the big Kabbalah? And everybody walks around, Kabbalah's oil, Torah, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim. What exactly do I have to do? One thing! Have a backbone. Show your Yechidus. Doesn't have to be 24-7. Doesn't have to be in every mitzvah. Take one small mitzvah. But every day, there has to be a Yechidus. Show your individuality. That's Kabbalah's El Torah. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Vasus Yog La Torah. I've said this over a few times, that Torah, the raya that a person has Yerushamayim, is not from his mitzvahs or averus. Because one day he's in the mood, one day he's not in the mood. Where's the raya that he has Yerushamayim? From his gedorim, from his boundaries, what he makes for himself. Very interesting. If you take a look, when the Ribbono Shel Olam turn around to Moshe Rabbeinu says, Klal Yisrael are ready to accept the Torah. What should I tell them? So Ribbono Shel Olam had nothing else to tell them except one thing. Go down and tell them that they shouldn't come close 2,000 amos within Har Sinai. Because if they move one step forward, they're all going to drop dead. Take a look in the Pasuk. Big Baltem, this is a Hagbolo. Hishomru lechem alois bahon agei bekotzeyu. Tell them to be careful, don't touch the mountain. Kol anegei bahon mois yumos. That's all he had to tell us. He had to make a new Issa. He came up with a new idea, a new Issa. We're going to get 613 mitzvahs. And we're going to get laven. And we're going to have everything on top of that. He tells us a new idea. round the mountain, don't come too close. If you go over the red line, you're dead. That's all he had to tell us before Kabbalah HaTorah. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, yeah. That is the hachonah for Kabbalah HaTorah. That is the preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah. We all have to have Gedorim. And if you want to make it through Matan Torah, if you want to make it through Kabbalah HaTorah, if you want to make it through Golos, you don't want to be a Keri, you have to have a Hagbalah. You've got to make your red line. Why? I don't go over. I've got to have a red line. Because a red line means that's my Yirush Shemayim. From doing a mitzvah, not doing an Avera, today I'm in the mood, today I'm no more, I'm not in the mood. But when I set my goals and I focus, I don't go over this red line. That's a raya that you have Yirush Shemayim. That's a Kabbalah HaTorah. 3 days before Kabbalah HaTorah, Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go down and tell them, don't move, no inch over a certain red line, because if you go over that red line, you're dead. So Ribbono Shel Olam, that's the hachonah for Kabbalah HaTorah. When we walk into Kabbalah HaTorah, you have to know, you've got to make your red line. You've got to set your gedorim, your fences, where I don't go over. Nobody, when he's putting this shyness, are going to hold out. Nobody. The Shas the Nisoyan, you've got to be really, really choshev, tzaddik, to hold out in the Nisoyan. The Chochmah is not to get to the Nisoyan. And the Chochmah is, when you're a Yid with Yirush Shemayim, you set your boundaries, where you don't go, where you do go, who you speak to, how you do it, when you do it, and how you run your life. That's a boundary. And that's the only way you'll be matzliach. Kol zman will be hoylech imi bekeri, will be beroish kol chutzes, will be on the street corners, will walk through life atufim barov. That's the way we're going to go through life. Atufim barov, we're going to be clothed, wrapped up in hunger. Because we'll never have it clear. It'll be a haze. When do I have it clear? When do I have it clear? When you're loyal, when there's an emunah, when there's faithfulness. Loyalty. Loyalty means every day. There's no such thing as not coming home by night. Husband's married, doesn't come home for a week, doesn't come home for one night. It's every night he comes home for supper. Every night he sleeps at home. Says the Rambam, Torah, kol laila v'laila. If you miss one night, that's not called faithfulness. That means you're sleeping around. That's noyef isha chosalev. You're missing your heart. You're not connected. How do I have Yirush Shemayim, they ask. How do I feel connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam? How can you feel connected? You're a keri. It's agav ocha. It's by the way. What keshe do you have with the Ribbono Shel Olam? You're not loyal. Loyalty. When you're loyal, you're faithful. Says the Ribbono Shel Olam, ani yochid, v'ata yochid. Oh, then there's a different pal game. Then it's shivchi kamayim libach. Then start davening. And the Ribbono Shel Olam will help you. Then it's time to daven taka for those rachmonuses who are sitting on the street corners. Kabbalah HaTorah and Hachona is another week. Tomorrow, a week's time, Wednesday, Tuesday night is Kabbalah HaTorah. Hachona for Kabbalah HaTorah. Kabbalah HaTorah. What is the oil that I have to be makabel? What's the oil when I walk away from Shavuos and I walk into an oilom? Kulei, kulei, kulei nisyonos. I get on that plane. I don't even have to get on that plane, it's here as well. Kulei nisyonos. Full of nisyonos. How am I going to get through 8 weeks, 10 weeks? What's going to be my Kabbalah HaTorah? One small anahoga One thing that you will show your individuality. One thing that you can turn on to the Baruch and say, you're a Yochid. One thing that I took as a Hagdor, as a Geder, as a fence. I don't go over this red line. One small Hanhoga that will get me through, that Kabbalah will let me get through all the way to Rosh Chodesh Elul. It could be never miss a Zman Krishma. It could be one bracha with Kavon a day. It could be learning Mishnayis once a day. Two Mishnahs a day. The whole Ben Azmanim, Yoim Yoim. We're not talking about big things. For Shteitzer, who can learn more? I'm Mokhayif to learn more. And who can do more? I'm Mokhayif to do more. But show an individuality. Show that you're Kavius. Show that you're connected to that godliness of Yochid. Don't go as a flock to the slaughterhouse. Ha'tufim barah b'reish kol chutzois. You see hundreds and hundreds of yeshiva bachrim. Call them yeshiva bachrim, whatever you want to call them. They're just in a haze. They're without direction. No siyata d'shmaya, they're not connected. There's not one of them that has loyalty. Not to their girlfriends, and not to their friends, and not to anybody. Because when you're not loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam, don't think that you'll be loyal down here. It goes hand in hand. If you don't understand loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you won't understand loyalty in real life. And when we hear about all these stories, etc., etc., what goes on? What's pshat? Forget about proskat and nisyonas, taivas. Where's the loyalty? They were never taught loyalty. They never had loyalty because they don't have loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So why should I have loyalty to man? Why should I have loyalty to wife? Why should I have loyalty to kids? And why should I have loyalty in business? And we talk about backstabbing, etc., etc. It all comes from this non-loyalty. Because you never mechanech yourself to have loyalty. Because the way you fizach in Ben Adam L'Chaveira, that's how you fizach with the Ribbono Shel Olam. If I'm in the mood, if I can be bothered, I will. And if I won't, I won't. And that's why we look the way we look. And then when Tzoras come, Ribbono Shel Olam sends his simonim. And it happens every year. It happens every year. Leider, we all come back Rosh Chodesh Elul. And we talk about the different tragedies that happened in Klal Yisrael over the summer. And we all say, why? What happened? Ani Yochid v'hu Yochid. We're going into the furnace. Says Ribbono Shel Olam, I'll save him from the furnace. Because he's a Yochid and I'm a Yochid. We're all going into the furnace. We all have to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm connected to you. It's kedai to keep me alive. It's worth it. Let me get through the summer. I took on a Kabbalah. I was Makabal Oil Torah. I was Makabal that every day. Not one day will I forget about you. I'll say one bracha with Kavona. I'll learn 10 minutes a day for you. Just between me and you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nobody has to know about it. I'm lying in bed. I didn't do my Mishnayos today. I'm going to sit up and learn Mishnayos with Mesilas Nefesh. I just turned off the movie at 3 a.m. Wow, I forgot. I must learn my 10 minutes of Mishnayos. That's called yechidus. That's called individuality. The Ribbono Shel Olam looks and says, oh! He's my man. That's called Kabbalah Satoira. The problem is that we walk around today in a haze. We're all a bunch of, if I'm in the mood, if I'm not in the mood, depends, I can, I can't, I'm looking for bigger and better things, this is not the real world, this is not what it's all about. There's more important things. Then Selchu Imi Bekeri, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, just read through the klalos and you'll see it's happening to every one of us. Every one of us. And if it doesn't happen now, it catches up. Don't think it doesn't catch up. Bein Azmanim is the time when we can all steig. Because Bein Azmanim, we're on our own. There's no Mashkiach, there's no father, there's no mother, there's nothing. You're on your own. You can do what you want, how you want, when you want. Bein Azmanim is the time where you show your loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Bein Azmanim is the Zman where you show your Yechidiyus. Bein Azmanim is the Zman where you show solidity. Yoim Yoim, every day. That is Kabbalah's HaTorah. Kabbalah's HaTorah starts with a Hachona of the Higbaltem, making my fences, building my fences. What's my red line? What don't I go over? Okay, I'm a Fashtunkana Baltaiva, and I've got my Yetzirahs, but what's my red line? This I don't go over, this I don't go. Perhaps I should make my red line just 5 inches a bit smaller this year. 5 inches. Show some backbone. Show the Rebbeinu some Kabbalah. You know what? I'm not holding by learning. Bein Azmanim comes, I'll be stoned out of my mind, I'll be in a haze. But you know what? I'll do 15 minutes. I'll do my Mishnais every day. I'll learn my Chumash. I'll learn the Shtikl Gemara. Whatever it is. Yoim Yoim. That's a Kabbalah's HaTorah. And we start off with the Shavuos by night. Because Ikar Teirosei, because that's a tikkun. For all the nights that we wasted, ba'achidu, b'shtiyu, b'sicha, b'roish kol chutzos, we start off the Kabbalah's HaTorah with an all-nighter. Because that's what I'm starting with. I'm being Mekadosh the nights. And I want to continue being Mekadosh the nights. But I know I'm not going to look any much different. Once the Yontov's over, I'm going to be the same. No, I have a Kabbalah. I'm going to show my individuality. I'm going to show the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm going to have this kesher with him that nobody else has. This loyalty. And if I start off with a small amount of loyalty, the relationship will grow. The relationship will grow. People ask, I don't feel connected. Habibi, you didn't put the plug in. Of course you're not going to be connected. When it's in Selchayimi Bekeri, when it's Arai, there is no connection. You can't have a relationship when it's one day here and one day there. That is our Kabbalah's HaTorah. And if we sit down and make a Cheshbon HaNefesh, and we're Mekabel Torah the way it's supposed to be, then Avada, what we learned the part of Selchayimi Bekeri, won't be affecting us. And even if we're not the biggest tzaddikim, but we show the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have some connection with you. I'm loyal. He doesn't expect us to be the tzaddikim, and especially we're now going into the zoo. He doesn't expect us to walk out with no limbs missing. We're going to walk out the Shen V'ayin, but I'm still loyal to you. Oh, with that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will take it, give us the Siyata Dishmaya. That the Harevno, that the Torah will take it, become sweeter. And as I said, when you take a knife away from a kid, the kid will start crying unless you give him a candy. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives us Nisyonos of Yetzirahs. We want them to go away from us. We've got to have that candy of the Harevno. Give me something that's sweet as the Yetzirahs out there. I asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, there's a Shifchi Kamaim Libech. He doesn't hear you. You're not connected. Doesn't hear you, he has a different wavelength. Be loyal, and your tefillah of Aharevno will come. It won't be easy keeping a thing, a small Hanover, something small every day. And I keep that Hanover, I keep that relationship. The Ribbono Shel Olam will answer the Shifchi Kamaim Libech when I pour out my heart and ask the Ribbono Shel Olam on the Shavuos by not the Aharevno, make it sweet for me. Make it sweet for me that when I have an Isoyen, the sweetness of Torah is stronger than the steak that's out there. That the Ribbono Shel Olam will listen to us. He'll give us the sweetness of Torah on one condition. Be loyal. Hatzlacha.